Welcome to Terra Nullius Cyprus. I'm Costa Constanti. You're listening to us on your favorite podcast channel. We're sponsored by the CVAR, Center for Visual Arts and Research, Severides Foundation in the old town of Nicosia, in their wonderful Gliridis Library conference room. Also, Limoncello Deli Bar in Nicosia at Ayos Andonis Market. Thank you for your food and treats. You're wonderful. We love you. And also Island Talks, that is our host channel. Today, I have someone very special in the audience, as always. I've got Raluca, who is a good friend, who is originally from Romania, but she now calls Cyprus home. Am I right?
You're absolutely right.
Well, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Mulțumesc.
Cu plăcere.
Cu plăcere. And that's about as much Romanian as I know. I apologize. Now, I know you're fluent in Romanian, obviously. You're fluent in English and you're fluent in Greek. Are there any other languages that you're fluent in? Well, surprise me.
At the beginning of my journey in Cyprus, I was fluent in French and Spanish.
Wow.
But practicing a lot of Greek,
yep,
and leaving aside the other two, well, I'm making a joke and I'm saying I'm quite fluent in Greek and in English, not as fluent in Romanian, especially the business language. Since you're not practicing that much.
It's funny actually. You say that, because just the other day I was saying to someone that my first language is English and I'm fluent in English, but when it comes to medical terminology, I'm much better in Greek because all the words are Greek.
Yeah, that's true. That's easy. Actually, yeah. This is what I'm feeling with a lot of wording, mm-hmm, when you talk,
yep,
in basic vocabulary, but also in the elevate, like you said,
yeah,
medical or even like business and more of a philosophical
exactly,
term.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Now, tell me, when did you move to Cyprus?
Oh, many, many years ago. Actually, this month is my celebration month because I've closed 15 years. 7th of July, 15 years of Cyprus.
15.
So I moved in 2009.
A decade and a half. So you're a couple years after I arrived. So we're veterans to the island,
yes,
now.
Oh, yes.
We're new migrants, you might say. But we call Cyprus home. We've become residents. And I mean, you started learning Greek when you got here.
Yeah, I knew just Kalimera, Kalispera and Fraules.
Fraules, strawberries, okay.
Yeah, strawberries.
I take it you like strawberries or you're allergic to them?
No. I love strawberries. It's actually one of my favorite fruits. But what happened is that I was traveling for holidays and working with an NGO from Holland for, mm-hmm, trainings, mm-hmm, in Holland, mm-hmm, and then in Greece, especially in the Thessaloniki and Chalkidiki.
Yep.
And I remember that in front of the house, mm-hmm, in front of the house where we were living, it was a lovely lady selling strawberries that she had from her garden.
Wow.
But she was not speaking English. So I had to ask, and I remember until today that I was going and I was saying, ena kilo fraula. Ευχαριστώ.
A kilo of strawberries. That's a lot of strawberries.
No, we're more people working, okay, on the training, so we need it. But trust me, I can eat 1 kilo by myself.
I think we all can when they're good. Mm. Okay, and that was in Greece, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so why Cyprus? How did you end up in Cyprus? Is this NGO from Holland?
No.
The Netherlands, I should say.
Mm. Yeah, the Netherlands. Mm. My mistake, I said it wrong.
Mm.
I finished my master and I felt that I needed a challenge. Before, mm-hmm, finishing my master, I was actually offered an assistant university teacher position,
mm-hmm,
at university at Vsega, Babeș-Bolyai in Cluj-Napoca, where I finished my studies.
Cluj-Napoca is a beautiful
I
city.
Know.
Is that where you're from? Was that, yeah, just where you studied? Oh, it's a stunning
half is
city.
Cluj and half is Baia Mare towards, mm-hmm, the north, close,
okay,
to Hungary. Beautiful greenery there, like mountains, green, beautiful.
Oh, right now in the peak of Cypriot summer, that sounds magic.
Well, now, sadly, we have 40 degrees there as well. I was just talking with my mom today, and yesterday it was like 43, and today they announced like 40, 42. So,
wow.
2 days ago, it was cooler here in Cyprus than Romania. We had 36 and they had 39. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, climate change.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so you offered this position in Cluj-Napoca.
Yeah, but I felt that I needed a challenge and I wanted, mm-hmm, to see, because I was blessed and I achieved a lot starting in the beginning of my university. So I started working quite young and I loved doing that. And I always felt that I love the business world. Actually, my first business when I was 6 years old, but we can talk about that later
on.
You
beat my daughter who started a business at 8.
Ah, really?
That's another story.
Then I have to talk more with the, yeah.
But so what did you study before? What did you study?
So I have double major, finance, economics and international business. Wow. And then MBA plus I'm post-graduated. But I felt that I needed a challenge and I wanted to go.
Because that wasn't challenging enough.
No, apparently not.
Okay,
apparently
you intimidate me right now.
No, come on. No, no, no.
Wow.
If you start sharing your experience, I don't know who's intimidating who. Let's not go there. We want our listener to enjoy, not to say, oh my God, what are we doing listening to these crazy, two crazy people?
We're crazy.
Which we are. Crazy is
good.
Why we're friends.
that's right.
So I said that I needed a challenge. And I come also from background, only child, university teacher, my mom, my father was with interior design and architecture. So I felt that, okay, I can do more. Can I do more? But not in the country that I managed to achieve quite some things. Mm-hmm. In a country that I know no one. Because as we know, like Cypriots and like Greek people, Romanians are everywhere.
Yeah.
The good and the bad one, being honest.
I think we have 25,000 Romanians in Cyprus.
Yeah, I think it's the third biggest community in Cyprus.
It is, yeah, the third biggest community. Yeah. And they have a wonderful embassy. Their staff are wonderful. The deputy is a lovely... Lavinia. Yeah, she's wonderful.
We love you, Lavinia.
We do. Hope you're listening. But we're going to make sure she's listening to this.
Yeah, we're going to make sure that she's listening.
But I know that she works hard and I know that she's everywhere. And I know that the Romanian community is a very strong one, hard work. Working. Like you said, they are everywhere. But one thing that impresses me, like yourself, they integrate. So that a lot of them learn Greek. A lot of them form friendships within the Cypriot community. They don't stick to themselves only, if that makes sense. So,
yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you.
No. It's good what you said. So I wanted a challenge. Mm. I've applied for specific jobs in countries where I knew no one and, of course, had no idea about the language.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of offers from different countries, even Finland and Sweden, but I don't know why. Actually, I do know why. For the weather. I love the sea, and I love hot weather. Even though I was born in Romania, we had this talk before we started the podcast. So
you, said you like hot weather. See, everyone always asks me, but don't you love summer? And I'm like, I love summer.
But not in Cyprus.
This is not summer. June, July, August is just something else, you know.
Yes, it is. But honestly, I prefer to melt instead of having 10,000 clothes on me and be cold and shake.
Which we don't have in Cyprus.
Yeah, we do
great.
Sometimes.
Well, if you go up into Troodos Mountains.
Yeah, if it rains here, the wind and everything.
Yeah.
It's a different cold than Romania.
True.
But we're rumbling. Anyway, so
that's what
I've decided. I came in Cyprus. Mm-hmm. I always knew that I wanted to open a company. And I said that I'm going to stay for 6 to 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And then go back.
Had you ever visited Cyprus before this point?
No. And my mom, because she knows about the occupied and university
the
teacher.
The problems of the island. Yeah.
Philosophy and history. So she knows this. And she was like, Cyprus, what are you going to do in Cyprus? I don't know. I'm going there. I always wanted to learn Greek, I was telling her. She was like, well, why are you not going to Greece? And I was like, I don't know. God has his plan. Well, apparently he did. Because after so I arrived in July, in September, on a managerial position in a company here. We're not advertising. Mm-hmm. We're advertising just this lovely foundation that supports us, like you said, in this beautiful Clarides Library.
Mm-hmm.
So I got this position. 2 months after, I went back home to bring one more suitcase. And I said, I'm staying to Cyprus. I fell in love.
Within a couple months?
Yes, in two months. I'm actually that type of person that I know that not everybody has that intuition, that gut, but I do have it. It's really embedded in me. So I felt that I belong here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here.
Well, in the short time that I've known you, I've always felt that you are well and truly integrated in Cyprus. I feel like you've been here all your life.
I feel like I've been here all my life.
And you behave that way.
I know. Don't put me to dance in Mexico. No. I'm still learning.
Don't worry. Half the Cypriots don't know how to dance in Mexico. No. But I mean, but what I mean by that actually, it's actually a compliment I want to make because you're involved. The things I've seen you do, and I want to touch on this now, you're not just running a business or working somewhere or just having a nice time. You're contributing back and you're active. You're an activist in certain fields. Let's go there. Tell me a little bit about your business and what it's called.
Yeah. Starting with the part of the activist, being active in different, activating for specific causes, I do believe that it's not just about integrating. It's about appreciating what the place you're in offers you. And if you're not seeing the good part, it means that you have a problem and you're trying to find the negative or the bad thing instead of searching for the beautiful and the positive. So I believe that in order to get, you have to give. And you have to give it from the heart. So my company, one of the things, which is the main actually, this is the first baby, it's R7. And we work specifically in consultancy, but business development, business models, and strategies.
You're focusing mainly on SMEs or big companies or...
Well, this is the funny thing. And with everything that is happening, one advice that I'm giving to my clients is that stop focusing on one niche only. Why? Because things changed. Business plan is not as we know it was before. Same with strategies and everything. So I actually start working with big companies. I start working with big companies, mainly corporate. And then things change and I start working in oil and gas. And then pharma. And lately...
We've just lost everybody, by the way, that's against big pharma. They've all just tuned out.
I'm working to make it better. Nice. And this comes from someone that doesn't take pills. So I'm definitely not the best candidate as a client for someone with pharma. But lately I'm focusing a lot and I want to offer support. And I don't necessarily consider them my clients, SMEs. And why am I saying this? Is that through BSA, which is under the umbrella of R7, which stands for the Business Society Accelerator, it started as a platform on social because I work and I have clients from abroad and I have collaborators and part of my team members from other countries as well. It started as an online platform, but actually we had the first physical event a month ago, so we launched it as physical as well. And one of the main pillars is supporting SMEs through networking, through curated content, through curated workshops. And that's why we want to promote them. We want to offer them a voice because this is very important. Why? Because, again, I believe in giving to the community. Because if I live here, if I'm not supporting the place I live in, then... If I just complain about, we're not doing this and Cyprus is like this, well, I'm just helping at this.
No, I think it's a fine balance as well, because you can either be 100% critical and miserable and pessimistic, or you can be totally complimentary and optimistic and living in la la land. I think you have to strike that balance where you need to identify the problems, talk about them, raise awareness about them, complain somewhat, but not just complain, but then offer alternatives, offer solutions, get involved. If I'm to use myself as an example, I'm constantly putting on Facebook bad parking and poor road safety practices. But I don't just complain about it. Like, I've been involved in a lot of road safety activities, education campaigns, you know, best practice sharing between countries. So I think this is what's key, the balance between the two. So in your situation, you've seen that there are, you know, some businesses that aren't reaching their full potential.
We're talking about, sorry for interrupting, but we're talking about 96%, if I'm not mistaken, and someone can leave in a comment and correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I know, it's 96% of the businesses in Cyprus are SMEs.
96%.
So we talk about, let's say, 4% of big companies, and we can talk about the Forex and the part in Limassol, plus the big four. So I come and I wonder, how come all these 96% can get the support when we know, and that's the reality, that they don't have access, all of them, to the organizations, the governmental organization that could support them. And not necessarily because the organization don't want to, but there are too many. So they can't, support and offer help and guidance to all of them. Plus, I know from my clients and from my own experience that they are afraid. They have the feeling that they will ignore me.
Okay. So just for those that don't know, I'm sure everyone knows, but SME, small and medium enterprises, what is the statistic that identifies you as an SME? Is it how many employees do you know? I think it's under 20 or something.
It's under 20, but again, let's not forget that this, again, statistics change because we talk about Cyprus and there are a lot of SMEs here that... Let's go for the medium ones. They may have 10, and like a small one can be with one or two employees. So I don't necessarily think that the statistic for Cyprus can be compared with the statistic with when we talk about UK, Greece, Romania, and so on and so forth. But even so, with one, because we can talk about sole entrepreneur, it's very important to know that you have not just a platform or just another networking group, because there are so many. We are all busy. Times fly. So when we meet, let's make the best of it. Because if you just want to go and network, I don't want that. Because if I want to go and network and have a coffee, I prefer to call you and your lovely wife, Anna, and take my partner and go and enjoy a nice dinner. And talk what we want to talk and plan maybe new projects.
And I think that's what happens in a lot of these networking facilitation events.
They're losing the main purpose.
Yeah, a lot of people just go there, they have a bit of a social time, which is fine. I guess a lot of people, look, this is Cyprus where we don't have major entertainment options. So I see why people would enjoy going to networking events. However, one hopes that when you do have these networking events, at least three, four synergies are created that actually can move forward into a business or into a collaboration of some sort that is a win-win for both. You know, it happened. And again, Cyprus being Cyprus, it's a country that operates on networks. So, you know, you want to get something done or you want to promote an event or you want to sell something. It obviously helps if you know people that are relevant, stakeholders that are key stakeholders to engage.
That's the important thing, knowing the people. And I totally agree. You build businesses and synergies and friendship through networks. But again, I'm a strategist by definition. I was born like this, I believe, because the control freak of having everything strategized was since I was 2-3 years old. Depends at what networking you go, because let's not forget, less is more. Less is more. Please, less is more. You don't have to go to 10 million just to be seen and take 10 million pictures.
Yeah.
That's not networking. Plus, how good are you at networking? So when you decide to go at an event, I build, like, and I needed, I think, 2 years to have the final checklist for networking. So you have an entire strategy. Like, you go to the point. You don't just go to meet and give cards. Because we know by statistics that until they will remember you or what you do, an average person needs to hear the same thing 7 times. And you can't say that thing 7 times in one conversation. So probably you need to meet that person at least 4 to 5 times.
Correct.
So if you're just going and you're wasting your time, there's no point. So go strategically. And if you want to meet, let's say, Costa, don't just go and say, oh, hi, Costa, I've listened to your speech. Well done. Do a bit of a research, a background check in a positive way. So you know that you can go there and you won't say the same as the majority. Oh, very nice panel. You'll say, I'm listening to your podcast. Your last episode with our dear Erato, I don't know, which I love and respect and I love dearly. She's an amazing woman. I've learned that podcast. I've learned new things. I have a question about this. So you show to the person that you want to meet that I'm not just seeing you as a paycheck or someone that will open the door. I respect what you do and I consider you that you might be a mentor, like I like to call it, a mentor investor.
Yes, yes, that's a good point.
You can invest in me, but not necessarily money, because this is the mistake that a lot of people make. They need to invest money. No, no, no.
Everyone has a dollar figure above people's heads.
But that's wrong. If they open the right door and you know how to do it and you have your pitch and you know how to promote your business and what you do, you don't need money. Because they will want to work with you.
You've got something that appeals to them and they know about it because you've presented it correctly. Yeah, that's a good point. And I like that you said they need to remember you 7 times. So like our 7, it's easy to remember the 7. Very good, very good. I don't know if that was on purpose, but I picked up on it.
Listen, everything is on purpose. And we had before the talk, there's a story behind. And a lot of people have this thing that R comes from Raluca. Well, not quite. And 7 does not come from the 7 times the average. No, no, no. But there's something about the date. And just to give a tiny hint, because the story will come out at a point, not yet, but just to give you a tiny hint, this company was registered and open on the 7th July 2017. So we had another celebration this year, seven years of activity. But it's very funny because it happened on the 7th of the 7th, 2017, on my birth, on my grandfather, which he passed away, but he was born on the 7th of July.
So when we talk, the 7 just hovers everywhere.
Yes, and there, at a point, you end up saying that as realistic as I am, and I am, there's no such thing as coincidence.
Interesting.
Yeah.
No, for me, the jury's out with coincidence versus science versus luck, serendipity. For me, the jury's out. But I can honestly say that even in my life, so many times, things have been like this. So the number seven is obviously a very powerful number for you. And this year is the 7th year anniversary of the company. Is that what you said? Mm. Oh, that's brilliant. Congratulations.
And 15th years since I was in Cyprus. Yeah. Same day.
The same day, 7th of July. Oh.
So on Sunday, last Sunday, it was double celebration.
Yeah. Well, I wish I knew that it was on the 7th of July, because I would have made a point of marking it. Well, I know now.
Now you know.
Now I know. And I'll put it, when we're done, I'll put it in my calendar. I remember
now
for next year.
Now you know. So next year we celebrate.
No, and look, tell me, let's go a little bit more into your personal life.
Oh.
What's your favorite color?
Black, which is it's a non-color, so.
Well, no, the black, that means that you're a Melbournean at heart, because Melbourne is the capital of black clothes. No, anyway, that was a joke. But I mean.
I love jokes.
Tell me a little bit about your hobbies. What do you do? Because I know that when I see you, I see a little ball of energy, somebody that is always out and about. However, you're not one of these people that walks into a room and plows through and shakes 20 hands and then rushes back out. I see you form friendships, you engage, you're likable, you're lovable. The room lights up. No, the room lights up when you walk in, and I mean that. I mean, like, you're such a pleasant person to be around, where even, like, I am not in the financial realm whatsoever, okay? And I don't understand economics. I don't understand finances. This is not my field. So professionally speaking, we are chalk and cheese. Yet I thoroughly enjoy your company, even your professional level company, like watching you work and the things I've seen you do, like when you spoke in the buffer zone, it was last year, around this time last year.
Last year, June, yeah.
You know, like, I mean, the way you present it and the way people engage with you, it's so good to see. You know, like, I mean, Cypriots can be very standoffish to people that are not Cypriot, but I see you manage to engage everyone.
Never had this issue.
Yeah, and I think that's on you.
I believe that it's always on you. Mm-hmm. It's easy to drop it on someone else. Racism and biases we all have unconsciously, either we want to admit it or not.
Of course.
That's a reality of the human nature.
Yeah.
But if, let's say, someone acts a Cypriot, acts in a more negative or rude way with you, you don't know why. So try first to put yourself and walk just 1 meter in someone else's shoes. You don't need even a mile.
Mm-hmm.
You need less.
Yep.
And you don't know how the day of that person was. So learn to be an observer and read a little bit. Yep. And if someone is rude, smile.
Yep.
I promise you, he or she will smile back.
Well, and what I always say is, to add to that, that person may be behaving a certain way to you, negative, not to you, to another person from another culture, whatever. It may come across as racist. And it may very well be racist. But you don't know what society he's grown up in, what he's been drummed into his head and brainwashed over the years. But once you engage, and I can speak so many examples of friends that are either African or Turkish Cypriot, meeting Greek Cypriots, you know, when they engage that person who's being very standoffish and show them, lay their cards out on the table, and even if they disagree politically or disagree culturally, whatever, when there is an engagement and a repeated engagement, maybe 7 times.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Change comes.
Yeah.
Change comes.
I agree.
I mean, I remember when I first moved here, the way people talked about Romanians used to disgust me.
I was embarrassed to say that I'm Romanian. Are you serious now?
That's coming from you. I mean, as a Romanian.
And I'm Romanian. And I'm proud to be a Romanian.
Yeah.
But I was embarrassed because I know how much we work. I know how big achievements we have.
Yeah.
We have the best people working in the biggest and well-known organization all over the world. We have children geniuses that are winning Japanese championships in math and all these kind of things. That's, they are at a different level. We talk about genius, high IQ.
Yeah. No, but unfortunately, they were typecasted by the society here. And now look, the Romanians, they've kind of...
And sadly also by some people that they are not necessarily from the normal society, because I don't want to put,
labels on them.
Labels, I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate it, but I don't like it because I don't want to live with hate. But I don't like it, and I don't think it's fair. And then I'm like, who am I to do that? Yeah.
But look, it's significant to mention the efforts made by the Romanian community.
Yes.
And the embassy and others that have brought Romanians into the limelight, showed the Cypriots and other cultures on the island, other ethnicities and whatnot, who are the Romanians. And I don't just speak about Romanians, by the way. I mean this about anyone on the island, even myself as a, you know, as an Australian, as a Cypriot of the diaspora, whatever I am, you know, whatever label you want to give me. People have done untold, unbelievable efforts to help integrate this island. Now, nowadays, okay, 20 years ago, we were talking about Romanians, Bulgarians, Russians, Ukrainians, Polish. Today, we're talking about Syrians, Nigerians, Afghans, Cameroonians, you know. In 20 years' time, who knows what we're going to be talking about? You know, I'm going to be sitting opposite somebody from Afghanistan and talking about their experience in Cyprus and how they've come a long way, you know, and I hope, I can't wait for that day. Excuse me, and this is why I'm pulling you out as a Romanian and mentioning this, because it is inspirational to the next communities that come along. You know, like Cyprus changes. So does every country on the planet, you know. Like,
I totally agree. And this is a very good point, and we can mix it with the other one when you said that you like my way of working, is because I believe in building genuine connection and being authentic and honest, even though sometimes the honesty is rushed and I got hate about this. And people told me that I'm not supporting women, and which is wrong. I do support women, and I'm in women organization, and I even created programs just for women. But I believe in gender equality. And gender equality means that both men and women should sit at the same table. And sometimes it's up to us. And it's how we raise our children as mothers as well.
Yeah.
And this is something that, because education is not starting in schools. It starts at home.
No, exactly.
And
it's a two-way street.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why also with the Romanian or something, like, each nationality has the good trees in the forest and the dried ones.
Yes.
And this is normal.
Yep.
It's very important, it's very important, again, how you react and be proud with who you are and with your roots, because you can't deny them. And you know in your core what's the truth and what's not. And prove it. Because I had a talk the other day with someone, like, you can't by yourself change the world and make it green and nicer. No. But if I'm ignorant and I'm not doing my small part, then I'm contributing to the negative side instead of the positive.
Yep.
And if I can inspire through my actions just one person, I've achieved something, because that person, when her turn comes, she can inspire.
Change one person, change the world, right?
Exactly.
Tell me, what do you miss the most about Romania?
My family, in a way, my house, and the countryside where I lived. My grandfather passed away. He was my idol. He was my source of wisdom and the true example of what kindness and love is. Moments with my mom. But again, I can't say in a way that I miss it so bad, because I see technology from one part. Please don't hate me. Listeners, please don't hate me, but let's be real. Yeah. Now, and especially with the pandemic, we had the access to see our loved ones through call, Zoom, WhatsApp, whatever. And we have the opportunity to travel. So it's 2 hours with the flight.
Well, I was going
to
say, the good thing is that Romania is actually it's quite close. I mean, you can go four, five times a year.
Direct flights, so I'm going.
And it's pretty cheap, because there's direct to club.
Excuse me?
No, I mean, compared to going to Australia, for example, it's cheap. I mean, it's 200-300 euros maximum, right?
What?
No, how much?
No, I was trying to buy a ticket for August.
Come on, August. And when were you trying to buy?
2 months ago.
Okay.
Which usually doesn't happen to me, because I buy it last minute, because I don't know what's going to happen with my business and everything.
Yeah.
And it was almost 700 euros.
Ouch. Ouch.
And I was like, and it's Wizz. So Wizz, hello, do something about it.
Yeah, no, clearly there's a demand, so they can put on more flights.
Yes, but still, you can't, stop calling yourself a low cost and stop paying taxes and everything for a low cost company.
Yes, yes. No, I've got my beef.
Cut the perks. Yeah. Excuse me, like, let's be real. Like, you can't ask. And the funny thing is that to go to Dubai with Emirates, it's almost the same price.
You know, I booked just 2 days ago in the middle of July for a trip at the end of July to France, return, 80 euros.
Huh. See?
And it's like triple the distance than Romania. So, yeah.
You won't find it for Romania, I'm sorry.
No, okay, I'm disappointed to hear that. But look, the reality is, though, that Romania is very close.
And it has beautiful places.
And it's stunning. And plus, yeah, they can also come to you. Mm-hmm. If you live somewhere far away, Canada, US, Australia, China, whatever, these places are a bit more complicated, sure, a bit harder. So you have that benefit, which is good.
Yeah.
What would you miss about Cyprus if you ever to leave? I'm not offering an opportunity for you to leave, by the way. Now, before you answer that, I'm going to rule out the following answers. You can't say your family and your friends, okay, me, Halloumi, you can't mention that. So yeah, what would you miss the most about Cyprus?
My serendipity, because you mentioned this word.
Mm-hmm.
It's my piece of heaven.
Yeah.
So I have two pieces of heaven. Mm-hmm. One in Romania, mm-hmm, the first home, which is a big garden with a lot of trees. So I'm enjoying a lot of fruits and the nature and my mom and the dogs and the cat. And here, it's my serendipity, my home,
mm-hmm,
plus specific places in the nature where, mm-hmm, I will always choose to go if I'm tired, I'm sad, I need me time, or I just need to rewind and recharge without technology, without events, mm-hmm, without business, without responsibilities, without the public part of this.
Cyprus is good for that.
Oh, yes.
When you leave the cities, like, and when I say cities, really it's Nicosia, Limassol, they're the two big cities of the, mm-hmm, island. I mean, Kyrenia, Larnaca, Paphos, Famagusta, they're pretty small, so they're also escapable towns, you know. But if you get up to Troodos, you go out into the seaside, it's incredible how you can switch off here.
Or the part of Paphos, Lachi, the Blue Lagoon, Avakas Gorge. Wow. Oh, come on. Wow.
The island is stunning. There are so many things to see.
And you know that there are a lot of Cypriots that I have no idea about the beautiful places that we have.
Oh, 100%.
I posted from the Adonis Bath, and you see that blue, green water with some trees, and you can climb and be actually on a tree in the middle of the water.
Yeah.
And I received comments from people asking me, oh my God, you're in Thailand.
There's a guy on Facebook that I follow, Bora Markovic.
I'm seeing him on TikTok.
Yeah, I mean,
I even texted him on TikTok and he replied about a place because he showed and I couldn't find the location.
Yeah.
And he's amazing.
No, he's doing a great job showing.
Bora is amazing.
Yeah. So, Bora, this is a call for you to come to the program one day. I'm going to message you actually after this. He's showing a lot of people small parts of the island. I like doing it with my Cyprus pop quizzes and all that.
And he's not a Cypriot.
No, he's not. He's Serbian, right?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Double check that. I'm probably embarrassing myself.
It's not about this. It's the beauty that foreigners living here, feeling like Cypriots, like him, like myself, maybe show the beauty of Cyprus. And for me, it's sad when I hear a lot of Cypriots, I'm going to the Greek islands. Fine, I like Greek islands. I want to go, but have you seen your country?
Yeah.
Except the well-known Protaras and... Go a little bit deeper.
Have you been to Kalopanayotis and Kakopetrian, spent a few nights?
Exactly.
Have you been to Vouni and Lofu?
Exactly.
Have you been to Boli Chrysochou? Have you spent time out in Agamas on a cruise? Like
Lanya.
Or you could go to
Kambos.
Like, Rizogarpas, or there's some beautiful beaches up there.
You know how beautiful is Lanya and Kambos?
Oh, stunning.
Lanya is, oh my God. Yeah. Kambos, they have the Cherries Festival. And I have to thank to a dear friend and a person that I really respect and appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm blessed to be able to call him friend, Stavros Mala.
Mm-hmm.
He told me about Kambos and he told me, and I searched and I entered a group on Facebook. We went there, we enjoyed, we had so many cherries and it's so beautiful.
And you feel like you're in another world.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. There's so many, for such a small island, there are so many realities here that are different. You can go from a desert town to an almost tropical town to a forested town to a rustic stone-built town. Like, it's stunning.
You can go from snow, you can go skiing, and then you can go swimming.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable.
And everything is maximum 2.5 hours, the longest distance on the island.
Yes, exactly.
But most distances from wherever you are is about an hour and a bit.
Yeah, 1 hour 15. Yeah, 1 and 15. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we don't take advantage of it enough.
No.
I'm always stunned on the weekends. You go up into the mountains and you're on your own. And there are tavernas and all these places to eat. They're amazing.
We went to Platres for the opening gallery of...
Yes, I saw. I went the week later.
Ah, okay. So yeah. We went. Remind me the name.
Hambizi's exhibition, Hambiz. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a painting that he had a collaboration with the previous Japanese ambassador.
Yes.
So I was able to get those for me and for my partner as well. Yeah. And the thing is that we went there and, you know, you pass through Platania and all this, and the weather was so beautiful, and there was no one.
Yeah.
And Christos was saying that when we were young, we were going here with family and we were doing the barbecues and you
and there was convoys of cars.
Yes, you couldn't throw a needle and now it's empty.
Part of me, I don't want to complain about it because I love going up and being on my own out there.
Me too.
On the other hand, again, it's the balance. These places need to be a little bit more sustainable, which means...
That's true.
Yeah. Like a taverna cannot survive on three people a day, you know. we went to a great taverna in Farmaga the other day. Farmaga's taverna, fantastic. They do a buffet.
Really?
Yeah, okay. And it's absolutely nice and cool up there. It was like nearly 40 degrees in Nicosia and it was 25 up there.
Mm.
You sit out, breeze coming through. There's a park beneath the taverna. Absolutely fantastic. I highly recommend it. And yet, it was three tables. And I thought to myself, where is everybody? This is only like 40 minutes out of Nicosia. You know?
Well, probably everybody is in this like posh, must-be places which overcharge.
Correct.
And now they can't even serve for free the bread. Like, come on. Like, this is something. And again, they're my friends and I appreciate everything they do. Sauvage, for instance, which is New Oman, it's the only restaurant that offers you free water.
Oh, what?
Filter water.
Mention the name again because they
Sauvage, they are the same guys, Andreas Kiprianou, Vino Cultura, so it's where it was Mosun.
Okay, yeah.
Sauvage, definitely go.
Because look, like, this thing with the water really upsets me because I know how cheap bottled water is to buy.
Exactly.
It's so cheap. Even give me free bottled water. Because it's a gift from the restaurant, considering the prices of everything. And you can build it into the price of the food if you need
to. You can't. Well, you can't.
Yeah, but everywhere else in Europe, across the planet where I frequent, you get free tap water if it's drinkable or filtered water.
Yes.
But here they charge so much.
Yes, exactly.
Like three, 4 euros
for me, it's really expensive
because
I drink like three bottles by myself. You. So excuse me, we were making fun with Christos and some friends that, okay, you're more cheap drinking wine. You're not drinking water anymore.
Well, the other thing I liked, I saw in a few places in Sydney when I visited recently, was that I'll give you unlimited filtered water, even filtered sparkling water they gas themselves, but I charge a set fee of $2 a head. But then I drink as much as I want, so I don't hesitate to drink water. I find in Cyprus I'm sipping the water reluctantly and asking for extra ice to build up the water.
Exactly.
Because I don't want to spend 50 euros on water.
True.
With my meal. I want to spend the money on the food
and
on tips for the staff who are very underpaid in many places in Cyprus. I have to be honest here.
Yeah, unfortunately,
but, yes. Yeah. But, I mean, this is where it should be going, not to the big...
Yeah.
You talked about Big Pharma earlier, to the big waters. And it's not going to the water companies because they're not charging that much anyway for the bottles. It's
like, you know, even places that you go and you like Tarama and they're like, you want bread as well? Yes, but then you have to pay €7-8 the bread.
I use my finger to dip in the dip.
Yeah, exactly. How do you want me? But if I know, next time I'll come with my own bread. So if I put it on the table, don't complain about that.
Do you know what they do in Australia, which I wish they did in Cyprus? It's called BYO, bring your own. So some restaurants don't want to supply alcohol. They don't want to buy they don't want to pay for a liquor license, okay? And they don't want to host a bar and look after a bar and everything. So they say, we are BYO. So you are allowed to take your own wine to the restaurant. So we used to go to this restaurant, a Chinese restaurant in my house. We used to go and have Chinese. They didn't have a liquor license, so they had no alcohol selling. But you could take your own bottle of wine, and they would charge you corkage, like $1 or $2 a head for
really?
The glasses and everything. Now, look, I don't think we should be BYOing in Cyprus. We have very good wine at a very affordable prices in Cyprus.
But
maybe we can BYO water.
No, with wines, I have to say that we can have this option as well. And why am I saying this? Because I sit in a board of Purcari Wineries that it's actually a holding Cypriot company with wineries in Romania, Moldavia, and Bulgaria. And I'm also the ESG chair.
All right.
So we have amazing wines. It's actually one of the most awarded winery in the world, over 330 gold and silver medals.
Wow.
So, yeah, if I can bring my own in...
Can you buy this in Cyprus?
Soon?
Yes.
Yes.
Ah, exciting.
Bernet to Merlot to...
Shiraz.
Ah. To even Saboravi and Triminier and Viorica, which is a hybrid one.
Are these indigenous Romanian wines?
Viorica, or? Yes. And we also have Fetească Neagră and Fetească Albă, mm-hmm. which are Romanian and Moldavian grape varieties, and they are absolutely amazing. Like,
wow.
I've gifted and I invited, you have your own one as well, different people to try. And when I launched the Business Society Accelerator, the physical event,
yeah.
at Vino, I had Purcari wineries, even the sparkling ones, and they have very nice names. The sparkling one, Wine Crime, because it's a crime to drink that wine, yes. It's absolutely gorgeous. White and Rosé,
okay.
plus the Purcari, the Fetească Albă sparkling, which is at a different level, plus the Academia, which has, are the premium limited, that they don't keep in a barrel, they keep it in clay.
Oh, wow.
Barrel.
Wow.
Yes, and it's absolutely...
I had no idea that you knew so much about wine and that you're involved.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm going to take you up on that. I want to try this wine. Next time we go out, I want to try this wine. I mean, like, you know, I like it when we go out and have dinner together because we're foodies and we're...
Yes, we are.
Winies, winos. I don't know what you'd call us, but...
Let's say... Wine lovers.
Wine
so
lovers.
We're more posh.
Wine lovers. But look, I can't thank you enough, Raluca, for joining me on the podcast today. If somebody wants
Pleasure.
To look up your business, what do they look up? R7, R7 Cyprus? What?
R7.co.uk or Raluca Ioana Man. It's everywhere on all platforms because we build our brand. We can't just preach. We have to follow what we're preaching, and mm-hmm. we're firm mm-hmm. believers in that. So Raluca Ioana Man everywhere.
Tell me the website again, one more time.
R7.co.uk or ralucaiwanaman.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Again, mulțumesc. I really appreciate you coming.
Yeah, with mulțumesc, which means I thank you. Thank you for having me.
The first trilingual podcast station of Cyprus. Island Talks. Open. Diverse. Free.